那坐禅仪上次二月的时候跟大家介绍，就是长卢宗哲禅师他的背景，还有我们讲的般若菩萨跟大悲心，就是这三个。那今天还要继续跟大家介绍大悲心。
So last time, we talk about this, topic, 坐禅仪, the Chan School correct method for the practice of a sitting meditation. We introduce the author of this, article, which is Master, Zhongzhe Chijue. And also we introduce a few, great masters like Bai Zhang and others and, to be the opening of the first, lecture. So, and now we're going to continue on this subject matter.
那他开始的时候要有开始，他就说般若菩萨，我跟大家复习一下，就是要开发般若智慧。
So we're going to recap a little bit, and right in the beginning, and they talk about an arising a great compassion, and that is developing the wisdom, the prajna.
那要开发般若智慧，那个开发很重要，那个是一个动力啊。
So, and here, and developing is the key word. Developing is action, and you need to do this.
那一般来讲，我们发菩提心的话呢，它发般若的智慧呢，主要的它就是要发大悲心。
So usually, and when we talk about develop the wisdom, develop prajna, is to give a rise into the great compassion mind.
那所谓大悲心呢，就等于是大菩提心，等于就是要行菩萨道。
So what's the great compassion mind? And that is the Bodhi mind, and that is to practice some Bodhisattva path.
那发菩提心呢？主要的是一个动力啊，它是要发利益众生的心。
So give a rise to Bodhi mind, it's an action. You need to put it into action. What action do I need to take? Do we need to take? Is the action to benefit all sentient beings.
大家知道禅宗是如来藏思想。
So we all know Chan School is based on the concept of Tathagatagarbha.
晓得吗？那如来藏思想的一个最重要一个主轴，就是核心，就是众生皆有佛心。
So the key focus of the Tathagatagarbha concept is all sentient beings all have a Buddha nature.
假如我们相信众生都有佛性的时候，我们对众生是要平等对待的。
So if we believe that all sentient beings all have a Buddha nature, so and we will equally treat all sentient beings.
那一直强调要发菩提心，跟我们想要成佛是同一件事情的。
So we keep emphasize, give a rise to Bodhi mind. It's equivalent to we want to achieve Buddhahood.
那我们常常在念心经。或者是念其他经，都常常会听到阿耨多罗三藐三菩提，它就是无上正等正觉，也就是很白话，我要成佛。
So, when we recite Heart Sutra and a lot of sutras, and they all mention about Anuttara Samyak Sambodhi, and it means an unexcelled complete enlightenment or highest correct complete universal knowledge or awareness.Perfect wisdom of a Buddha or omniscient. And in a simple word is, I want to attain Buddhahood.
那我要成佛，就是我们要学佛的慈悲跟智慧嘛。那学佛的慈悲跟智慧，主要的是，就是我们自己也能够成佛嘛，也能够帮众生也能够成佛。
So,We want to attain Buddhahood. What does that mean? And we want to learn from Buddha's compassion and wisdom. So, and help us to achieve Buddhahood. And not only help us, we want to help all sentient beings achieve Buddhahood, attain Buddhahood.
因为这样是种好的因，会结好的果嘛。你要成佛是一个果嘛。所以要怎么做呢？就要发菩提心。
So, In the way we are counting, we are cultivating good seeds. We cultivating good seeds and then, bear, grateful fruition. So, and, that's why, we want to cultivate this good seeds and to attain Buddhahood.
那发菩提心的目的就要消融我们自我，一个自我，这个我就是要让我们要少自私心，少追求心。
So, give rise to Bodhi mind is to dissolve selfness. So, so to sever the selfness and to be able to help and to cultivate Bodhi mind.
那在行菩萨道最重要的一句话，不为自身求安乐，但愿众生得离苦。这个大家常常都听到的哈。
So when we practice in Bodhisattva path, we always heard this. And I'm not, I don't really care about my own, wellness and, well-being. And I only wish sentient beings can depart from suffering.
那这个奉献自我跟牺牲自我不一样。有很多人说奉献跟牺牲好像是对等，其实不一样。奉献是你没有自己的，你就很愿意的。那牺牲就还有一个，你看我都为了你做什么，我把我自己牺牲掉了。所以中间在中文里头是有一点点差别的。所以我们一般都是为了奉献，而不说我们是牺牲。
So, this is slight difference in the Chinese word, sacrifice, and then, offer yourself. And to achieve something. In the Chinese word is only one character different, and it's, and, the meaning is very close or dotted line close. So, but in English it's more identified. One is a sacrifice. When I sacrifice myself, I really put myself and do all these for you, and there is attachment. So when I, offer myself and, no purpose, I'm just doing and just to help. And so there's no attachment.
那我们利益众生，其实真正的是利益到自己。大家有没有想过？有没有仔细想过？为什么要利益众生？因为国兴法师常常在讲无我嘛，哈，就是要把我的那一部分越来越小，越来越小，甚至没有啊。
So, when we benefit sentient beings, and do we ever think about?Why we benefit sentient beings. And, so throughout that, process, and what does that do to us? So when we benefit sentient being and we benefit with this mind, this selflessness, and there's no attachment to self.
因为我们为众生的时候，其实我们的菩提心、慈悲心、智慧心都在成长。就是一直都走的那条路，没有走偏掉。
So when you benefit sentient beings and, with selflessness, so you actually practicing Bodhi mind. So you actually cultivating compassion and wisdom because there's no attachment to yourself.
那菩提心是末照的哪一部分呢？菩提心是末照的末还是末照的照？知道吗？用猜的，反正猜错也只有一个嘛，末照的末，菩提心，你要照顾众生，你是不是对众生的需要要很清楚？所以是照啊，要清楚，菩提心是照。
So Bodhi mind, so imply to silent illumination. It's a silent or illumination. So we can take a guess. You only have 50% chance.So, Bodhi mind is illumination. Because, Bodhi mind, you want to benefit sentient beings. You know clearly what sentient beings need. So, you clearly identify what they need. So, it's illumination.
那照呢，一般来讲就是给的刚刚好，不会给的太多，也不会给的少，就是他需要的。那你假如不清楚你的环境，跟对象的话，你没有办法做到这个地方，所以菩提心是要有照的功夫。
So Bodhi mind, use Bodhi mind to help sentient beings is you helping them not giving them too much, then not giving them too little. You clearly know what exactly they need, so you'll be able to provide your help. So that's why it's the illumination.
那有人就会问啊，那我到底我家要不要照顾啊？我只要平等的话，我家里有小孩啊，那我到底是要先照顾别人小孩，还是照顾我自己的小孩？那这样不是就不平等了吗？到底怎么一回事？应该自己，我们要想到，我们现在要清清楚楚知道我们是什么的身份，我们现在的立场，我们现在的状况。所以呢，我们现在是什么？凡夫，对不对？凡夫有没有做到？有没有本领做到？不照顾自己的小孩，照顾别人的小孩子，没有。所以我们要清清楚楚，我们现在是凡夫的立场，要把家先照顾好，把自己小孩子先照顾好。
So, we need to help sentient being equanimity. And so it means we're treating our family member, our children, maybe our parents, it's the same as everybody, ordinary people and strangers on the road. No. So if I take care of my family more than the stranger, so I'm not using the equanimity, I'm not using the equal mind treating everybody. That's not correct. Because we are merely ordinary people. I only have a limited capability and limited time. So I can only do this much. So based on my limitation, my disposition, my capability, I can only do certain things and taking care of certain people. And pursue my responsibility at this time. So that's why we take care of our family first. So this is not equal.
当我们的能力，我们各方面条件多的时候，我们就扩大，就从我们的家，好比你们来做义工啊，像他那个我们詹秀琴退休了嘛哈，好像看看他的时间可不可以给我们多一点，因为你就可以凭就是可以比较容易的说哦，现在小孩子长大了，我就要奉献嘛哈，给你四周的人开始，就这样的话，就是慢慢的就在培养你的菩提心。
So, based on the current course condition, so if we have a more capability, and so course condition permitted.And for example, the children are already grown and they don't really need our care anymore. So I have a spare time. I can come over to help and to do a volunteer work. So, I take care of my family first and I have extra time. I can come over and to do a volunteer work. So, and in that way, in either way, it's all cultivate body mind.
那什么地方要平等呢？我们就这个地方我们可以对任何人众生都不对立仇恨伤害疑惧嫉妒的心，这个地方我们就可以做到平等。可是你照顾的人事物就是看你自己的能力，可是可以练习心，可以这样的练习哈，就是不对立，不仇恨，不伤害，不疑虑，不嫉妒。
So we have a body mind equally treating to sentient being equally. This is here and what we talk about equal. So to all sentient being and the mind has no opposition, hatred, harming, suspicion and envy. So in that way, you're treating everybody is the same.
那当然这跟修行的功夫还有你自己的业报都有关系。有人生出来就是对很多事情他都看得很淡，那跟佛教讲的前世都有关系哈，是你那以前种的因。那有的人一生出来就是整个的日子就是不好过的，所以呢修行佛法可以改变啊。
So of course that based on our practice and also based on our karmaAnd maybe the past life karma. And some people, when they were born, And they actually is very easy, and then they very they treat everything very light, and they don't grasping and so much. So, but then again, there's some people they were born in poverty in such tough situation. It really depends on our practice, and then we be able to do this.
那我们不要那样，我们可以怎么样呢？我们可以包容，我们可以灵敏，可以体。习啊，平等可以爱国啊。
So if we are not doing all the no's, opposition, hatred, harm, suspicion, envy, what can we do? Instead of, and we have a compassion, cherish, and equal care.
那这个都也都是要练习的，平常都可以练习。那我们有一个心态啊，学佛的人一定要有。因为我们也很清楚，我们现在还是凡夫身，那我们知道要怎么样成佛这条路怎么走，我们晓得。可是不要一下子把自己就放在那个位置，那因为你做不到嘛，你就会很难过。要么你就是退心，是说哎呀学佛太难；要不然的话，你就说我就不是那个根器，不是就一步一步一步。那今天为什么强调？跟大家讲菩提心的原因，就是因为其实不止藏传讲要慈悲智慧，佛教汉传的也常常讲，所以我这次把这个大悲心啊做一个重点跟大家介绍的原因啊。
So of course, we know how to practice Bodhi Mind, and then don't put us on the almost final goal, and so when we to the highest goal, but when we cannot achieve that goal, we get depressed or frustrated. Oh, you know, I'm not cut out for that, so, you know, forget it, I'm not even going to do that. So, and you have to know your capability, and then this is our final goal, final destination, and this is my projection. So based on that, so how can I and do it gradually, realistically to my final goal? And that's why a lot of tradition, a lot of Buddhism, like Tibetan Buddhism and Chinese Buddhism, we all talk about give rise to the great compassion mind. So that's why I really want to emphasize here.
那菩提心呢，是对众生嘛，所以我们叫慈悲。对别人好，那个叫慈悲。那对自己好，叫出离。菩提心加上出离心，就是慈悲加上智慧。
For Bodhi mind, there's two aspects. One is renunciation, one is compassion. And toward, be nice to others is compassion. And be nice and practice Bodhi mind to yourself is renunciation.
那对自己怎么好呢？对自己怎么好？你说要对自己好，是吃得好，睡得好，还是怎么好？最好的是没有烦恼，对不对？所以我们怎么样要把有智慧的人，就是要把想办法把那个烦恼越来越少。
So in actually practice Bodhi mind, and literally is saying we can say to be nice to ourselves. How can we be nice to ourselves? Oh, I live well, I eat well, I have a lot of money to spend. No, actually to be nice to yourself is a cut off and vexation, and that is wisdom.
那出离心呢，就是要出离烦恼。那菩提心的做的就近的时候，其实它也就是出离心。那出离心一般来讲，我们比较容易懂的就是无所求的心。
So renunciation really means disavowing attachment, fame, self-benefit, and worldly clinging. So once the worldly phenomena diminished,and the self-centeredness diminished.
那真正有菩提心的人，他一定有出离心，那慈悲心就不用讲了。所以真正的菩提心是莫照同时的。
So, if the person really have Bodhi mind, and then they definitely have a compassion mind, and so and definitely is has renunciation, and they both are equal, inseparable.
那怎么样升起菩提心呢？
How to give a rise to Bodhi mind?
刚刚念的时候里头的道纲，就是那个坐禅仪的内容里头已经有提了，菩提心是般若的菩萨，是要有大悲心、四弘誓愿，还要精进三昧啊，这三点是会升起菩提心的。那我们最常见的是四弘誓愿的。
So, how do a practice a Bodhi mind? How to give rise to Bodhi mind? So before we recite a few verses, is to give a rise to great compassion mind, and then to practice the four great vows.
那我最近翻那个John Cook 的那本，就是最早的时候他是叫做 Catching the Feather on the Fan 那本书，那现在改为 Illuminating Silence， 它里头有讲啊四弘誓愿，我觉得他讲的还蛮，就是以一个西方人的角度来讲啊，还蛮好的，跟大家分享一下。
So recently, and I'm reading the topics about the four great vows.I encounter the book, and John Cook used to, he wrote, and it was Catching a Feather on Fan. And later on, the name is being changed, Illuminating Silence.
他提到菩提啊，那个在梵语叫Bodhi 啊，他形容是在佛陀在菩提树下证得的智慧。
And he said that Bodhi, and this is a Sanskrit word, and Bodhi is the wisdom and the Buddha under the Bodhi tree realized.
那他怎么举例呢？那因为他主要他相信禅宗的是如来藏的思想，他就说我们所有菩提也要培育的哈，它开了花了以后呢，会结果实。要不断不断的一直照顾他，才能够把菩提心养好。
So he believed in this is coming from Tathagatagarbha. So and the Bodhi mind is like the seed, and once germinate and then a blossom, and then you have to cultivate, keep taking care of it, and so and the Bodhi mind it will be stronger and bigger.
那他说。菩提心呢，它的梵语叫 Bodhicitta， 这个啊。
So the Bodhi mind, the Sanskrit word called Bodhicitta。
那他讲到是因为我们本来就有成佛的种子，这个就是说人人众生皆有佛性的意思哈，所以。那个种子呢，慢慢的要来照料它，让它开花，让它结果。所以在整个修行的过程当中呢，就是要这样，要很有耐心的，慢慢的，要把所有的因缘都要成熟，你才那个果子才会出来。
So a bodhicitta, and all sentient beings all have a Buddha nature.So everybody have this Bodhi seed in us. So we need to let this Bodhi seed germinate and then blossom and then patiently and gradually and cultivate and then make it strong. And so and in the process of a practice, and you need to utilize all the course and condition and to make the Bodhi seed and germinate and blossom and then keep growing and become stronger and stronger.
那他就说四弘誓愿，他对师父讲的四弘誓愿呢，是对发菩提心是有很大的好处的。因为呢，你发菩提心就是四个愿嘛，那两个的原则就是慈悲跟智慧。刚刚也讲了，慈悲是对他人就增长智慧哈，增长福德，增长自己的福德了哈。那慈悲呢，是对自己。断除烦恼，增长智慧，减少烦恼，减少自我中心。这个大家都很清楚，慈悲跟智慧一定要同时并行的。
So he emphasized and we practice the four great vows. And the four great vows and combined together, it basically is compassionate wisdom. And toward other people, and to be compassionate. And toward ourselves, and to use a wisdom. And to use wisdom, it's really serve the selflessness attachment.
那他们说把修行当作每天都要做的一件事情，那等于是我们常常四弘誓愿不是都在念吗？常常是有口无心，你觉得有口无心比不念好还是不好？ Better than nothing， 这我常常讲的。
So, well, we do morning service, and we always recite the four great vows. And so, and you are so familiar, you probably can recite backwards. That's what I want to say. Okay. So, a lot of time, because we're so familiar with, we just merely recite it. And, but you don't put your mind, you don't put your heart and soul into it. And you don't really, mean it. But what I said is, you recite, and better than not recite at all.
那四弘誓愿里面第一个他从来不去讲第四个，一般都没有讲第四个成佛，因为那个是自然的果，那你要一二三是他的因，就是第一个一定是要度众生，第二个呢，假如你度众生要刚刚好的话，你一定自己的烦恼要越来越少，那第三个呢，你修学的法门呢，对自己是要专门一个，可是为了别人，你要访门要尽量修。
So the four great vow, we really talk about the last one, attain supreme Buddhahood, and the first, important one is deliver innumerable sentient beings, and the second, and why do deliver all innumerable sentient beings and help them to alleviate and their endless vexation. In the meantime, we're helping ourselves to eliminate our endless vexations. Because all sentient beings have all different disposition, and then their cause and condition. That's why we need to learn limitless approaches to Dharma. So, and we can provide and different needs to sentient beings.
所以那个一二三是因，四是自然的果。Uh-huh.
So the 1, 2, 3 is the causes, and the fourth one is the fruition.
那我们学默照的话，什么时候开始练习提菩提心呢？最开始，什么叫最开始？这边就是打坐以前先拜蒲团，那修止跟体验啊，就是你用方法，那个方法就是修习默照。
So, when we practice silent illumination, and when do we start? And so, what the first one?
Well,
So when we practice a silent illumination, how to generate the body mind. And the first, we say we bow to the cushion before we sit.
可是这边不对了，这边中文，弄中文，再前一张。对，哦，对对对，这个啊，好，谢谢。所以以我们默照的方式啊，当你对蒲团顶礼的时候，其实你是在发愿，所以发愿就是一个因。并不是那个形式，而是你 对他会抵你的时候，你就是在发一个愿，愿佛在最后开悟的那个最后一刹那的时候，他就发的愿说，他假如不开悟，他就不起坐，那个是他的愿。那我们可不可以跟着发这个愿呢？我们可以发，可是是坐不下去的时候，就说我下一支香我也能发，就是慢慢你就往那条路上走。
How to generate body mind? First, bow to the cushion. The cushion is your sight of your enlightenment, your lotus flower of wisdom and compassion. This is where you begin to fulfill your vows. And so prostrate and to the cushion and then make a vow. And why Buddha was sitting and doing meditation before he gained his enlightenment, he made this vow. If I don't enlighten, if I don't realize the truth, I will not get up the seat. Can we also make the same vow? Probably it's difficult. So, but you can encourage yourself. You want to learn from that. So, and for maybe for the next instant period. And I want to make that vow. So if I don't sit well, I'm not going to get up.
发愿有两种，一个是大愿，就是说你慢慢往那个方向走，另外一个是你可以做得到的，那可是要有一点点勉强，不要你很容易做到的，那就没有勉强，勉强那你就会走得稍微快一点，要不然的话我们只有贪舒服就是不努力啊，他叫后面会讲精进三昧的时候，那你就进步的很少，或者原地踏，反而可能会往后退。
So when we make a vow, and then there's two kind of vow, a great vow, and your final goal, your final destination. This is your goal you wanna practice toward that. And then another is a realistic vow. But then again, this realistic vow, and don't be too easy. You have to push yourself a little bit. And it's a little difficult for you and to do it. If it's too comfortable, too easy, and you can just do it or do it without it. So you have to make a realistic vow and to get there.
那在这边，因为我们现在做禅仪是默照的方法嘛，所以我们是在讲第二条，就是第三条说要练习默照。假如是你是念佛的话呢，你就是用念佛的法门，就是这样的话你修行的方法还是要用，可是呢在这个过程中间呢，就是每次进步每次进步，那到某一点的时候，那个无我无心就会出现。
So because here we talk about silent illumination, that's why the second and third is practice the stillness and practice silent illumination. If you use the method of reciting the Buddha's name, you can do that. Practice stillness is really means and spiritually alive and potent, illuminous. And because of that, and you have you bring up your energy, and then you bring up your potency, and then be illuminated and toward that goal.
那第二点那个练习禅坐哈，因为等一下会讲精进三昧，我那时候再把这个再多跟大家解释，那现在先跳过。
So later on we're going to talk about diligence, samadhi, and so we're gonna skip in these two points and proceed to later.
啊，师父在圣严法师教净土法门里头有提到菩提心的阶段，然后第20页的时候，我希望大家有机会好好去看。那我今天也要跟大家细讲，因为我觉得大家去看大概没有那么快哈，我今天讲的话大家至少种一点种子在里头啊，你们觉得很想去看呢就会再去看啊。因为学佛你不管是禅宗念佛或者是天台法华，都是需要我们刚刚讲的三藐三菩提，就是要我要成佛这个。所以呢学佛呢是在种刚刚也讲的慈悲跟智慧，这两个要一起。 一起做的哈。
So, give rise to Bodhi mind, in many of Shifu's book and mention about that. The method of no method, Master Sheng Yan teach, Pure Land method, and that is in Chinese. And many of Shifu's book and mention about and how to give rise to Bodhi mind. So, instead of for you to read on your own, so maybe here and just to mention the name of the title of the book, and so you can actually pique your interest and to read those books. And so regardless of your practice method is a meditation or a recite Buddhist name, Tiantai school, Avatamsaka school, and regardless, it's all talk about the seeds of wisdom and compassion.
那我们要学佛，要成佛，学佛就是学佛的慈悲跟智慧啊。那可是每个人经历的时间不一样啊，这就是要看刚刚提到在江库克那本书上提的，就要看自己的福德因缘是怎么样，那有没有勤修这个福德跟善根，有没有，所以这个两个很重要，福德跟善根啊，有没有去做？那就是对他人的话，是不是就是慈悲的建立嘛？就是要把你的对人的奉献啊，就会转化为你自己的福德跟善根。
So, to be a Buddhist, the Buddhism practitioner, what do we practice? We learn from Buddha's compassionate wisdom, and we try to practice. So that's why, based on everybody's virtue and merit and karmic disposition, so and we be able to learn how much.
那一般来讲啊，我们度众生有两个，就是我们要培养我们的善根跟那个福德嘛，就是要度众生是最直接的一个方法啊。那一般来讲度众生有两个方式，一个呢就是他穷，我们帮助他解决他穷的问题，所以可以布施钱啊，布施时间，布施经济方面的布施。
So to deliver sentient beings and we need to cultivate this karmic disposition in order to do deliver sentient beings. And which means that you have to have a capability and to deliver sentient beings, and that based on your virtual merit and karmic disposition. And the first thing we can do is generous giving. And we can for example, you see people in poverty and maybe you can help them, and you can give them some financial helps or some help.
那像释迦牟尼佛他就用佛法去度众生，因为他没有钱嘛。因为在印度那时候他们的出家人不能够有金钱，那也是信众布施。那有一次佛走到路上的时候，有人就跟佛讲说，你看你都没有做什么，可是你就可以有的住有的吃。那佛就跟他讲说，没错，你是种地上的地，你耕那边，我是耕心田，耕大家的心里面的田地，就是把佛法告诉人家。
So Buddha, and he doesn't have a money. And so what does he give it to people? And he give it people a Dharma. So, and back then, the monastic people in India, and they're not allowed to have a money. And so, and Buddha and go around to beg alms, and somebody said to him, and you didn't do anything, and why you deserve to have a food, have a place to live? And Buddha say, true. I don't do anything like you do and cultivate growing crops in the field. And so, but I don't do that. I cultivate people's mind.
佛法是 教人家观念跟方法。
So Buddha Dharma and is to teach people the concept and the view of Buddhism.
应该是讲提供。为什么师父用的这个字比较好？是提供，不是教。就像我们刚刚出家没有多久，可是我们就要教人家一些东西嘛，我们就很紧张。师父说，你们出家人不是你们是老师，你们是因为有这个机会跟菩萨结缘，同时也在增长你自己，所以你的心态是其实你是跟菩萨在学。所以佛法也是这样，我们提供观念跟方法给你们，帮助众生来调整他自己。
So, actually it's not teach Buddha Dharma, it's to share Buddha Dharma. It's provide opportunity to share Buddha Dharma. And so, when we just became monastic, and have an opportunity to go out to share Dharma with other people. And, so it's thinking it was teaching, people the Dharma. So we become very nervous. And so Sifu told us, you not go out to teach the Buddha Dharma to people. You actually use this opportunity, this great course and condition to go out to share Dharma with people. And in the meantime, you also learn from this sharing experience. You actually cultivate your own wisdom. You actually grow.
这就是为什么佛讲我们一定要有正知见，就是那个观念要正确，那个用的方法也要正确。
That's why and Buddha emphasized the right view. So we have to use the right method. We have to use to have the right view and practice with the right method.
那这样能够帮众生调整自己，改善自己，那能够把烦恼减少，最终目的就是离苦得乐。
So with that right view, right method, we be able to help sentient being to adjust themselves and to achieve the final goal.
所以我们最重要，我们心或者观念能够改变，我们怎么样？我们的行为才会改变。当我们的行为改变的时候，我们才可以少烦少恼少痛苦。
So help sentient being achieve alleviate from suffering. And so we have the right view, and then our the wrong view and can be changed, can be adjust.
那大家认为自己少烦少恼是不是度众生？是哈。你假如是家里面的主要的，好比你是家里面的妈妈，你一天到晚发脾气，那你的家人怎么样？日子是不是在？可是家人，所以当你自己少烦少恼，其实你就已经在度众生了。
Do you think yourself has less vexation is actually deliver sentient beings? Yes. So for example, and if you are the mother of the family, and then you always has less vexation.And then your family is not going to be affected by vexation. So you actually is deliver them.
所以呢，至少今天听到跟大家分享这一段，你们回去的时候，你们只要平常少骂一点出口，脸上的表情多微笑，其实你们已经是被动的在度众生了。嗯哼。
So if you don't hear anything, at least you'll hear this today. And so bring this home and has less vexation and don't scold and maybe scold less and put a more smile on your face. And so everybody and it will be in peace.
这样就是帮助他人少烦少恼。
That actually is help others and have a less vexation. And it's kind of passive way to deliver sentient beings.
可是积极的方法是你主动的，人家需要什么，你知道，主动的帮忙，那个是比较积极的。
Of course, more proactive to deliver sentient beings is to actively to help people to deliver sentient beings.
那为什么要把菩提心还给它分成有阶段性的呢？
Why we divide our body mind into stages?
因为师父认为很少人强调这个，所以造成很多的弊端啊。所以有些禅师他们常常会讲顿悟嘛。那什么是顿悟呢？顿悟以后到底是什么样的程度也都不清楚，所以很多人认为顿悟就是成佛。
So why 师父 want to emphasize the stages of body mind? And because this is not being mentioned quite frequent, and so people have a misconception. And a lot of time people think sudden enlightenment is enlightenment, and it is to achieve Buddhahood.
那这样的话呢，会引起很多无谓的争端呢。所以甚至有的人根本没有用功修行，也没有真正得到悟境呢，就自认为禅宗常常讲的明心见性啊，顿悟成佛啊，然后呢就目空一切，那耍嘴皮子，这个都是师父的话，不是我的话。我是觉得讲得太好了，加一句减一句都不好，这个就念给大家听。
So a lot of people think sudden enlightenment is equivalent to attain Buddhahood. So, and then they don't have to work hard to practice. And they think and you know, easily and can see the nature and can realize the nature. And so, and because of the misconception, and they become conceited and they go around and they use their mouths and to say they already see the Buddha nature and they already see the nature.And so, and to forcefully and to make people believe and they already attain Buddhahood.
所以从明朝到现在啊，有很多善知识啊，都批评禅宗的口头禅，禅宗的野狐禅，就是因为他不明白菩提心其实还有阶段的。
So therefore, and since Ming Dynasty until now,a lot of people criticize a Chan practitioner. They only utter the words of a Chan, and they don't really put it into practice. And a lot of time, and they talk about Wild Fox Chan, and it's all word. It's just merely words.
那这边跟大家介绍的呢，是师父由那个龙树菩萨《大智顿论》里面的，把菩提心分为五个层次。发心菩提、福心菩提、明心菩提，还有就是初道菩提跟无上菩提。
So here, and 师父 use Bodhisattva Nagarjuna and from Mahapajna Paramita Shastra, and there's a five stages of Bodhi mind. First, aspires to enlightenment. Second, subdue affliction. Third, illuminates Buddha nature as enlightenment.Fourth, renounce samsara, attain Buddhahood. The fifth, consummate wisdom and compassion in complete Buddhahood.
那我们现在就从第一个开始介绍哈，发心菩提，初求开悟。
First, we're going to talk about the first one. First, aspire to enlightenment.
那就是要要发成佛的愿心啊。
So that is to give rise to the mind and want to achieve Buddhahood.
那这个阶段呢，就是要天天发，时时发，不要忘记，要常常发。
So at this stage, you need to give rise to mind and all the time, every day, day after day, year after year, always.Give rise to the body mind.
那刚刚提到发五个心啊，都要用发的啊，都没有说要有一个动力啊，就是发就是那个动力啊。所以你要常常要记得要诵四弘誓愿。
So for the five stages, just emphasize the first word is verb. Verb means action. You have to put it into action.You have to put into practice. And so, the first, that's why the first is aspire to enlightenment and to give rise to body mind, and that is to give rise to four great vows every day.
因为我们是在凡夫的阶段呢，发了心很容易就会忘掉。早虽然我们早晚课都有四弘誓愿，可是在白天的时候，四弘誓愿被提起来的机会不多，所以要想办法时时发，天天发。
So, we are merely ordinary people. Even though we recite the four great vows in the morning service, in the evening service, and in between those two services and during the day, we may not remember. That's why we have to give rise and to these four great vows time after time, all the time, day after day, all the time.
就是我们口里面常常念，我们心也不见得跟那个口念的相应。因为我们跟妄念一起在走。
Even though and well physically we recite the four great vows by our mouth, but in our mind and we may be wander off to someplace else because our mind is usually scattered and we don't mean what we said even when we're doing the recitation, but we not really mean it.
那这样的力量是不强啊，可是刚刚讲了 better than nothing 啊。
When you recite four great vows, but your mind is scattered to someplace else, and so there's no strength of your vow. And but still, while you're reciting, you're doing the utterance, and it's better than nothing.
那至少我们念熟了以后，人家讲这个话的时候，我们马上就可以相应啊，要不然连那个在讲什么，大概都搞不清楚。
At least, and you recite all the time.And you can memorize and you can just saying without thinking, and that's better than nothing. So, and when the things come up, at least, and they will become your second nature, and you will come up.
那我们这边呢，可以学师父怎么做到众生无边誓愿度。师父只要到一个地方，他就会问这边有什么地方需要他做的。他就会问这个，那当然也是包括他自己观察什么地方需要的。假如有人已经在做了，他就不再做；假如没有人在做的时候，他能够提供，他就是可以提供。那个这个也就是跟你慈悲智慧的功力多大都有关系，就是要莫造那个造啊，有功夫有多少都有关系。
So, how to deliver sentient beings, we can use the Shifu's example. So, anywhere he go, he always asks himself, and how, what kind of benefit can I bring to people here? And so, what can I do to, provide myself to help others? So, and then again, if this is, some people already doing it, and some people already do that, and so he's not gonna, waste his effort to do that.And so, when you be able to do this, and that's something that's totally to do with your practice of a compassionate wisdom and the practice of illumination.
还有另外发菩提心，不是像投资跟买股票一样，你投进去一定要有回收啊。那以我们出家人呢，师父一直劝诫我们，你到某一个地方来的时候。你说哇，今天20个人，大概我可以拿到一半的红包，大概是这样想的话就不对。你就是来演讲，就是来演讲，不要想到说哦，今天的人多人少，那我拿到的红包有多少，跟这个这样就不相应啊，跟菩提心就不相应。
Give rise to body mind is not making investment. How much you put it in, you expect how much return.And for example, and back then, and Shifu was making a joke. And when he go to places to give a lecture, how many red envelope and which is means donation he can receive today? So it's not that is not to give rise to body mind. And give rise to body mind is not making an investment.
那师父希望我们到某个地方来的时候，就说我们有没有提供给佛法？告诉这边的菩萨自己怎么用佛法，这个很重要。
So anywhere we go, and we need to ask ourselves, can I provide Dharma to the people here?
那最重要的哈，我们要做到布施啊。那以我们的能力来讲，假如是没有办法在钱财方面或资源方面提供，可至少我们有佛法可以提供给别人，可以引导别人往比较好的日子过，就是心里比较自在的那个方向走。
So, first, give rise to Bodhi mind is giving, generous giving. And we may not have a lot of money to give to others and a lot of property to give to others. But at least we have a Buddha Dharma. And we can provide Buddha Dharma and to share Buddha Dharma with others and to help them to alleviate their situation.
那假如你的朋友根本没有学佛的，那他也可以做布施。他那时候的布施呢，他就是我们所谓的无畏布施，就人家需要做伴的时候，人家需要有鼓励的话的时候，你就给他。那包括家人啊，我们常常对家人是不讲甜的话哈，就是多难听就讲多难听的话。其实对家人有时候也要行这种的布施。我们常常是做逆向的善知识哈。
So a giving offering and a generous offering and also to your own family. And a lot of time we just use the simple, ugly, straightforward truth and toward our family. And so also you need to be use the kind words and generosity, that kind of attitude toward your family. And also when people in fears, and you need to encourage them.And so that's called fearless offering.
那师父也跟我们讲，我们出家人有一句口头禅，就是一钵千家饭的口头禅，就鼓励我们出家人不要只有给一个人供养，尽量跟很多的菩萨结善缘。那这样呢，让所有的人才有机会可以做供养跟布施，就是不要说哦好。省事嘛哈，一个人，所以有人要捐钱的时候，他们说师父可能大钱不收，师父大小钱都收，因为有人有能力出大钱，为什么不收？那有人没有办法，他来做义工也是一种布施。
So, in the monastic world, we have this saying, this one alms bowl and contains the food from thousands of family. It means that thousands of family and give a donation and to the monastic people. So we're not going to focus for people rich. And so it, maybe that's easy. Oh, this person is well off and so big, make a big donation and to us and then how our whole year is set. No. So, and people be able to make a big offering, great. People make a little offering and no offering, but they offer themselves into be a volunteer. That's great. So regardless of big donation or small donation, it's all welcome.
那释迦牟尼佛有一个弟子叫须菩提，大家对他应该很熟。他是什么第一的？啊？建功第一哈，他托钵专门找有钱的人，佛陀就问他为什么你只有找有钱，他说穷人已经都没有吃的，我还跟他去，实在不忍心跟他们托钵。那佛就告诉他们说，穷人就是因为他们以前没有种福，所以你现在连这个福田都不让他种，他以后怎么办呢？
So back then, in Buddha's time, and there is a Bodhisattva Suppodi, and Suppodi, and he always accept the offering from rich people. And Buddha asked him, "Why is that?" And Suppodi said, "Oh, those people in poverty, they don't even have anything. I don't have the heart to ask them to donation." And Buddha said, And because these are people in poverty, and they did not cultivate and the merit and virtue in the past, and they so they end up in poverty. So now it's the precisely you have to give them opportunity to make a donation, to make an offering. And so if you don't even give this opportunity to them, and that is not compassionate. So regardless, and we accept donation from people well off and then from people in poverty.
那托钵呢就应该要就在印度他们现在泰国他们还是托钵啊，就是每家都要去托钵。那你觉得他们是吃素的吗？像我们吃素的那不是。所以像果园法师他们几位现在的方丈和尚骨灰法师以前到泰国去他们怎么办呢？他们是不是吃荤呢？
没有。
对。他们就是讲好有几家专门就是给吃素的和尚啊，他们那个没有女众啊，和尚们，所以还是有办法解决的。
So, in Thailand, not everybody is vegetarian. So, what about, when monks and go back elms and what are they going to do?And Guo Xing Fa Shi and Guo Hui Fa Shi is the current abbot in Damajong Mountain. And they used to live in Thailand. And they beg alms from people. What are they going to do? And so actually, and they know certain family, they are vegetarian. So they go there to beg alms from them.
那所以呢，我们除了我们自己要帮助众生以外呢，我们也要劝那个众生呢也再去帮助人家，就说不能够只有我们做到，我们有众福田，也要告诉那个菩萨呢说，哎，你也可以去帮助别人，那让他也有机会可以种善的因，可以结好的果，就是有福报福德。
So not merely we help people andwho they need help. And also, we need to encourage these people and use their capability to help others and give them opportunity to cultivate good merit and virtue.
那我们现在呢，发心菩提就是初求开悟的，做一个总结哈，做这个的结论。第一个，你要发成佛的愿心；第二个，你要天天发，时时发，而且口心要一致的。我们现在最简单的是四弘四愿啊，还要自己给别人多少利益，不要求别人回馈给你。第三个呢，我们可以布施财物、时间、五位师、法师都可以布，还要劝众生能够发菩提心。
So, to summarize, for this, the first aspire.To enlightenment. So, we need to give rise and to the vow, attain Buddhahood. And also, we have to give a rise to the vow, all the time, day after day, year after year. And when we give rise to the vow and what we recite, four great vows, we mean what we recite. And, we not ask for return.And also, we provide, the offering, generosity offering, of a Dharma of fearless giving. And then also, we encourage other people and to do the same.
好，那第二个就是福心菩提，它是降服烦恼。
The second is subdue affliction. And subdue, it is really, it means tame.
那福呢，就是降服的烦恼的降服，降服烦恼的魔。
So, subdue is to tame, to vanquish the demon of vexations.
那自己知道心里产生烦恼的时候呢，就知道用佛法的观念跟方法来调伏。
So yourself, once you know, you give rise to vexation. And so you know how to use the concept of a Buddha Dharma and the method and of a Buddha Dharma and to tame the vexations.
坐禅仪这边都没有讲苦空无常无我的观念哈，它是假设大家都有这个佛法的观念。那所以呢，我们的观念是怎么来做呢？就是用我们对于佛法的苦空无常无我这个三法印的观念来解决我们的烦恼。
So what concept or what method to of a Buddha Dharma to tame the vexation and use the concept of a suffering, emptiness, impermanence, selflessness?
那方法呢，像与我们默照的时候，照是清清楚楚的知道你在烦恼中，那你也清清楚楚的知道你被烦恼带着走，走到哪里。假如你有办法对这个烦恼说不跟着走的话，那你就是默照的功夫做得很好。就是你用什么方法，假如你是念佛的话，你烦恼起的时候你不知道怎么办，你要有什么念佛，你就专心在念佛，你就那个把那个你担心的那个烦恼先放在旁边，你就是用你的方法来代替那个烦恼，这个就是你怎么来降服。那你觉得烦恼还会不会起？还是会起。当你不念佛的时候它就又起来了，可是你慢慢就会减少，慢慢减少。所以你还要配合观念，方法可以帮忙，可是一定要跟观念一起，方法观念要一起走。
So method, so for example, silent illumination, illuminate and clearly know you have vexation. Clearly you affect and wallow by the vexation. And so, and then you use the method and you not follow the vexation. And if you, your practice is reciting the Buddha's name and just put the vexation on the side and wholeheartedly concentrate to recite the Buddha's name. And you, when you keep reciting, and the vexation is not going to go away, but vexation will be lessened. And this is the method, but still, you have to use in accordance with the concept.
另外呢，师父在这边介绍了一个故事，我觉得蛮好。有一个菩萨患癌症，那医生跟他讲说，你大概只能够活3个月。那他当然很烦恼啊，人家来看他的不是要告诉他怎么养生，就是要他怎么面对死亡嘛。反正这两边对他来讲他都是不舒服的。
So, actually, 师父, in the book, and provide a very good example. And there is, Bodhisattva, has a cancer. And a doctor said, maybe only can live up to 3 months.So, and all his friends come over to see him. Either the people tell him, oh, don't worry, you need to do this, you need to use this method and try to get yourself better and you'll be okay. And then the other people, they say, oh, you had to recite the Buddha's name. And so that way, and Buddha will come to take you and to guide you to the Western Pure Land.
他就觉得自己好像一脚就踏入棺材了，就自己很没有动力啊，就是很沮丧。
So, and by his friend's reaction and his friend's words, and he feel he already lay inside a casket. So he feel really, and there's no future. He's totally feel hopeless.
他那时候很痛苦，可是有一天呢，就看到师父的一句话，就是面对他，接受他，处理他，放下他。
So, and he was very suffering, very painful, and so in agony. And so, but one day he encountered Shifu's 4 it, that is face it, accept it, deal with it, and let it go.
他因为念头一转，就是观念转了。其实师父四句话就是佛法。那转了以后呢，他的信心又来了。他就说，他就尽量做。那假如朋友跟他讲说佛，你好好念佛，佛会来接你到西方极乐世界，他就也面对他，就说该要来还是来嘛。那所以他这样的话，师父说他现在还活着， 师父在演讲的时候还放，那他已经放下了嘛。
So, because he encountered 师父 there's a full eight, and so he changed his mind. He said, you know, so for my friend, and they come over to see me and tell me, let it go, and Buddha is gonna come to take me. Great. And so people come to tell me and to use a certain a special way to get better. That's great. So once he put all this attachment down, and so he start change his mind, and then he build up his confidence again. So he's not afraid of death, and he's not waiting for the death. And so because he's willing to face the reality. And so whatever people's attitude doesn't really matter. And because of that, he changed his mind. And so, and up until today, he's still alive.
那以默照的方法，他很清楚他的状况叫照啊。那他对人家讲的话，他不会因为人家讲的话，他起心动念，那个就叫默。假如他默照越来越同时的话呢，他就会走到第三个地步了，就是叫明心菩提。
So because he know what other people's are saying, and that he clearly know what other people saying, and that is illumination. And so whatever people said, and he accepted, and he's not and have attachment, and there's no duality, and that is silent. So if you practice silent and illumination simultaneously, and that will be the third.Illuminate Buddha nature as enlightenment.
那这个明心菩提呢，就是明照佛性。明心菩提。
So, that is clearly and know the Buddha nature, clearly illuminate the Buddha nature.
那明心呢，就是明智慧的心。
So this illumination mind, it's illuminate the wisdom.
那见清净的佛性。
And to perceive the purity of the Buddha nature.
那也就是我们一般所谓的见性跟明心见性。
That is what we commonly saying to see the nature and to see the Buddha nature.
那明心菩提呢，已经断了一分的烦恼啊。已经得到无生法忍了。
So, this third stage is already a service, some part of a vexation, and then and already to have the endurance for full apprehension of the truth of a no birth.
照华严经讲，人有五十二个阶段成为菩萨，要有五十二个阶段哈。这时候已经是到初地菩萨，有这个阶段就叫初地菩萨。
So from Avatamsaka Sutra, and Bodhisattva has 52 stages. So when reach the third the third stages of Bodhi, and actually is above the first ground.
那你觉得我们是一二三里面的第几？我们大概是一跟二，一跟二中间跑来跑去，大概三的人当然有了哈，那个就是在就是离心的阶段有了，可是大概不多。
So for most of us, and what do you think? What stage are we in? Probably most likely is between one and two and back and forth, and to the third stage is only the people already seeing the nature.
那第四个呢初道菩提，就是出离轮回到达佛位。
The fourth to is the renunciation samsara attain Buddhahood.
那出呢就是出去，出离也就是所谓的解脱。
So this renunciation is a liberation.
那道呢就是到了彼岸。
So, and also this renunciation and also it means liberated and then to the other shore.
那就是说从生死的这一头 到不生不死不生不灭的那一个彼岸去了。
So, and that means that, and from the short of a birth and death to the short of no birth and death, and no arising, no cessation.
那这个是八地菩萨。
That is the Bodhisattva of the eighth ground.
那从此不再受三界，就是我们现在的色界、无色界，跟那个欲界。
So, and then from that point, it's not going to be affected by the vexation of the three realms. The three realms is form realm, formless realm, and desire realm.
那也就是说任何的烦恼已经不会被困扰跟影响了。
And it also means it's not affected by any vexations.
那依难传的佛法来讲就是阿罗汉。
So, and from the Theravada tradition, it means and they already are heart.
那阿罗汉的主要他们没有强调要修慈悲心啊。
So Arhat, they not emphasize to practice the conduct of compassion.
他们也不是说没有度众生，而是他们不强调度众生这一个方面啊。
It doesn't mean that they don't deliver sentient beings. They just not emphasize on this deliver sentient beings.
所以从大乘佛法菩萨道的角度来看的时候呢，他们还没有算解脱。
So from the point of view of a Mahayana Buddhism Bodhisattvas, and they are not 100% liberated.
那他们要怎么做呢？我们一般来讲就是回小向大，就是说你要发大乘的心。
So,How can they do to be 100%? And so they need to give a rise and the mind of to deliver sentient being.
那主要就是要广度众生。
So the main thing is to broadly deliver sentient being.
这样才有办法圆满菩提啊，才能够到第下一个阶段。
Then only by doing this, and they can perfect.The body into the next stage.
那最后这个呢，就是无上菩提呢，就是究竟最圆满的、最妙觉的果位，都是果位啊。这个都是你因为前面的，所以结来的果是自然而成的。
So the fifth stage is consummate wisdom and compassion in a complete Buddhahood, and that's the stage of final or complete enlightenment or perfect enlightenment. The stage of Buddha, sorry.
抱歉，这就是我们讲的菩提心啊，就是成佛，无上菩提就是成佛。
That almost Bodhi is to achieve Buddhahood.
就是慈悲智慧的圆满。
It's the perfection of compassion and wisdom.
果位的圆满。
It's the perfection of compassion and wisdom and the perfection of the Buddha fruition.
所以有人说佛到底有没有菩提心？
And people may ask, and does Buddha has a Bodhi mind?
当然有啊，这个就是究竟菩提心。
Of course, and that is the complete and perfect body mind.
好，我本来还想跟大家分享，师父有一个演讲讲得很棒的，是讲三种菩提心。那今天就不跟大家分享，改次就要跟大家介绍精进三昧啊。因为要不然这一段我六月还会跟大家碰一次头啊，那时候再讲，就是第一段可以讲三次。
So next we are going to talk about Samadhi is cultivated, but it's not going to be today, and so the next lecture is going to be in June.
听了这些啊，对末照有没有一些观念啊？
So after you heard these two lectures, do you have some concept about silent illumination.
所以默是什么？
What is silent?
照是什么？
What is illumination?
清清楚楚的知道。对，非常好。那平常怎么用呢？平常可以用啊，平常可以用啊。等一下吃饭的时候就可以用。吃饭的时候怎么用？清清楚楚知道吃饭，清清楚楚知道有几道菜，清清楚楚哪道菜怎么烧，清清楚楚知道我这个有摆辣椒我不吃啊，那知道这边有甜的我不能吃。那好，有很好吃的蛋糕你也清清楚楚知道，那你怎么修默？怎么修默？
Okay. So what is a silent? What is illumination? Illumination is clearly no. Silent is not affected by. So, actually we can use in, few minutes later while we're eating. So you clearly know what kind of food in front of you. And you clearly know what you can eat, what you're not supposed to eat. And so, you are not gonna take whatever you cannot eat. So you are not affected by, even though it's very delicious, but you know you cannot eat.
这个默照跟你修行有什么关系？你说我吃东西我可以不吃，跟你修行有什么关系？要进一步，要再想进一步，跟你修行有什么关系？什么叫烦恼？想想看，什么叫烦恼？烦恼是跟什么贪嗔痴相应，所以当你在吃的过程中间，你有没有看到你的贪？你有没有看到你的嗔？你有没有看到你的痴？明明不能吃还要吃，这就叫愚痴。最重要的是你有没有看到贪嗔痴在里头，而不是说可以吃跟不可以吃的问题。主要是这个，那这个才会影响到你自己的修行的功夫。所以日常修行是这样修啊，不是只有说能跟不能，还要里头跟空无常无我要相应。
So, what does that got to do with your practice? So, what is vexation? And vexation is the three poison, greed, hatred, and ignorance. So, you see the food in front of you.And you know something you cannot eat, but I want to eat. This is greed. And in this process, you see that greed, hatred, and ignorance in there. Because it's the greed, I want to eat more. But I know I cannot eat. That's ignorance. So, and that's how you use a silent illumination on your daily practice. It's not because you can eat or you cannot eat. It's that in accordance with greed, hatred, and ignorance.You show in accordance with emptiness, selflessness, and then impermanence.
所以默照的方法是蛮有理性的，不是人家怎么说你就怎么做，你自己要清清楚楚知道可以做跟不可以做。
So silent illumination is a method. It's really logical. It's not because by people saying you should do, you should not do. It's really.And you clearly know what it is, and then you are not affected by it.
那因为我们修行的功夫不好，所以我们是不是真的很清楚？那个就是要靠修行的功夫。
So because we are ordinary people, our practice is not that perfect. So and just but then keep practicing, and then your practice it will be better on the silent and on the illumination.
好，时间到了。我们要回向
transfer merit